Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, this is for anyone who works in the front end. It's by Brad Frost, called the Performance Budget Builder. Now, performance is pretty important, especially these days, as Google is taking in performance quite heavily into consideration for ranking. So this is a really great tool he's created, which you can find on CodePen or on his website as well. He's got a blog post there if you just search for Brad Frost Performance Budget Builder, or you can get the direct link from the show notes. So in their own words, basically it says that the Performance Budget Builder lets you lay out your template types, a set of size budget for each template type, then plug in the sizes for each asset category, essentially that you're loading in for each template. So the tool will adjust each category's width according to whatever information you put in, and basically will yell at you if you exceed the budget. You know, it's pretty simple. It is experimental. It hasn't been cross-browser tested or anything like that, but it works pretty well. It's quite nice. So you can kind of see where you're going there. So essentially you set a budget, and you plug in your information for certain things. So your template could be like, say, a home page, the article page, a blog post page, a feature page, something like that. And you can then split up your things, you know, so how much kilobytes of images you're having, how much JavaScript you're loading on that page, ads, things like that. And you can kind of match the budget that you want in terms of your performance, so how much you're loading in this example. And it's really, really handy in it. I was a little bit skeptical at first. I thought, oh yeah, it might be kind of all right. But when you actually start using it, it really makes a lot of sense, and it certainly helps quite a lot, because you can kind of see if you can squeeze a little bit more in, or if where you've just gone a bit too hard. So you can kind of say, oh, I've got too many images there. You can review your images. Oh, look, there's something here. I could have been using a sprite, or I could have been using some SVGs instead, or anything like that. So there's ways that you can then adjust and make sure your site is as performant as you want it to be. And it really helps you achieving those, or keeping on track for those budget goals. So that's essentially it for this episode. It's quite a short one, but I think it's a really great tool. So anyone who works in front end definitely should check it out at the very least. I think you'll quite enjoy it. But that's essentially it. If you have any other tools that you like to use to measure performance and work out budgets to see that you're on track in terms of keeping things nice and performant, I'd love to hear about them. So you can send a tweet to @CoderCatchUp on Twitter, send an email to CoderCatchUp@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on CoderCatchUp.com for this episode. And also, if you do have a spare few minutes, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or your podcatcher of choice, and we'll catch the next episode.